Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. We are in the midst of Twittergate. This is a big deal, big news, big story, epic, huge. This is big. It's our boy Hunter Biden's laptop. If you remember that, Elon Musk, who now owns Twitter, and what he has done is he has given internal documents to Matt Taibbi, who's a journalist, about the supposed, and it seems pretty, I won't even say the word supposed, it seems pretty established that the suppression of Hunter Biden's laptop story. Now, you remember, Hunter Biden is the president's son. He's a crackhead. He likes whores. He has all of that on a lap. I don't know why he has every photo of everyone he's fucked and every crack pipe he's ever put into his mouth in a fucking Google Drive, but he does. He has everything that he's ever done. It makes no sense to me. I'm a guy that used to do drugs, not as many as Hunter Biden, and I didn't have that much fun doing it, but it never occurred to me in the midst of my drug use, like straw in nose over CD case. It was the Gin Blossoms doing a line. I never said to myself, why don't I have a fucking photograph of this? Why don't I have... You know, why isn't this documented? But every single thing Hunter Biden has ever done is documented, and it's on a fucking laptop. And the laptop went to a laptop repair shop, and he just left it. This is apparently what happened. Hunter Biden on crack with hookers, photos on the laptop. Also has this weird job at Burisma, which is some energy company in our favorite country, the Ukraine. Hunter Biden's dad got him the job, or the idea that they would have some closeness with the dad inspired them. I don't know that Hunter Biden was really, enthused about natural gas or that he had a passion for energy. This is some type of sweetheart gig that he had. All of this starts looking and feeling like a scandal, whether it is or not, but it probably is. This is a story about a father and a son. And Joe Biden, and I've said this before, he's had the most tragic life of anyone I've ever, Joe Biden, one son died of a brain tumor. The other son is a crackhead, started dating the one son who's died's wife, started fucking his wife, okay? I believe Joe Biden's first family, if you can look this up, I think they're all, like, dead. I think Biden's first wife died. Like, Joe Biden's first family was, like, some type of tragic situation, too. Like, they're all... Yeah, she died. His first wife died. Yeah, she died. God. So this was she died in a car crash with her one-year-old daughter, Naomi. Her two sons, Bo and Hunter, were both critically injured but survived the wreck. So this family has like a gypsy curse put on them. I've always said that maybe Biden had sold his soul to the devil for power, and the devil said, well, I'll make you president, but I'm gonna take a lot on the way. It's like nothing I've ever seen. It makes you feel bad for him, right? I mean... Even though he's, you know, whatever, he put a bunch of black people in jail and he's probably done some horrible things himself. It's sad when you look at his entire life is tragic, right? So now he's got this son, Hunter, and this laptop. And this story comes out in the New York Post. There's like all kinds of shit on this laptop. It's not good. And now Twitter goes on the laptop and the Twitter safety group, whoever the people are that handle the Twitter misinformation, because you got to remember, it was all Russia, and Russia's coming, and they're going to make you believe you're a, you know, and it was a whole thing about how everybody's Russian. Your aunt is Russian who likes Trump. Everybody was Russian or Chinese, and everyone's a bot or a troll, and nobody was real. Who's real? Who's real? Is Uncle Ralph real? No, he's Russian. The Russians put him up to it. Everything after Trump was elected was about how Russia had apparently taken over all of Facebook and started posting as your aunts and uncles. Nobody really voted for Trump. It was, now listen, was Russia fucking with our elections? Sure. Have we fucked with all of theirs? Yes. Was it an overreaction by the intelligence community in America? Seemingly a bit, because they then spent 2 years going, Trump's a Russian asset, and they couldn't prove any of it. But they had to sit down with Twitter all the time, and they had to go, there's disinformation coming. You better get ready. Are you ready for the disinformation? And you know the people at Twitter, they want to be good. I've met some of these people. Not they work at Twitter, but I know who they are. They go to Stanford, and they're, you know, they're like, we are elite, and we are the utopians, and we are ushering in a brave new world where everyone's going to love each other and be nice to each other and say these words and not those words. And they'll get the right information at the right time so they can make the right decision. And by the right decision, I mean the decision that we made 3 months ago that they're going to now adopt. This is the way they believe. This is what they think. And they eat dumplings and vegan food and you know, not because they're all Asian, but there is a contingent and there's nothing wrong with that. But this is, you know, I like the Asian culture. It's a very clean culture and there's a lot we can learn from them. But the thing, what I'm saying here, I'm not going Kanye here, relax. What I'm saying is that you have, it's a different culture. Tech is different. Finance is more aggressive and aggro. Tech is a little bit more, you know, it's a cold and cool, manipulative kind of sociopath culture. They really believe they're doing the right thing. They really believe it. They really believe that you just got to get on board. The whole thing is about getting you on board with all of the solutions that are going to fix your life. And this little thing you have in your head called a brain is no good. And they have to figure out how to basically have you relate. It's like a plane. You know, when they started taking the pilots out of the aircraft, the plane started crashing less because the planes now do most of the work. This is the way the tech people kind of think about the world. If they can get you out of the decision-making process of whatever it happens to be, voting for who you want, taking a vaccine, whatever it is, they don't want you in the process. They want to remove you from the process as much as possible. Because you don't have the information. They have the information. They're the guardians of the information. So every week, and this is, again, I listened to Yoel Roth on Kara Swisher's podcast. I've listened to Vigigotti before. She's been on Rogan and stuff like that. I don't think these are evil people by nature. I think they are kind of drunk on their own power a little bit. And I think they have like a, it's like a mom complex. Have you ever met a real mom who's like, you know, I used to have an Auntie Michelle who was like a mom. She was like, what's going on? Like she had that energy. You know what I mean? Like a mom who's like with a shirt that says it's 1 o'clock. And you know what I mean? And she's like a martyr. And she's like, if you knew half of what I had to deal with, you know how many Nazis I deal with on a daily basis. And it's a mom energy. It's like a drunk wine mom who's had enough of her shit kids. And she comes in the house and she's like, fucking Christ, y'all eat when I say you eat. And you'll watch the things I say you can watch because I'm a mom. And you can understand it because that's a mother. But these people are a little drunk on their power. They have a little bit of a mom energy. They're like, there's a lot of kids and teenagers and trolls and Nazis and Russians and Chinese and everybody's yelling at each other on these sites. And nobody really wants to admit that these sites are just kind of bad, right? I mean, that would be the real just, but we can't admit that. There goes all the money. Because we can't admit that these things are easily gamed. They make us less human. The eventual thing is that they destroy our humanity entirely. But between now and then, there's a lot of ad revenue. So people have to go, it's almost like, it's almost like going to a crackhead and going, can't you just smoke a little bit? I mean, you're embarrassing yourself. You're sitting on the street. Can you smoke a little bit at the end of the day after work? And it's like, no, they're on crack. So what happens with these sites is it is kind of funny to watch people debate how to make them really, really great when a lot of the problems seem like they were present at the design of these things. And it feels like these things are kind of working exactly how they're supposed to work. So Elon Musk, so every week or whatever, during the election time, the FBI would sit down with Twitter and go, get ready for it. It's coming. All of the disinformation is coming. It's a hack. It's a hack and leak. They're going to do a hack and leak, like a WikiLeaks. They're going to hack our government, find out that we've been fucking, God only knows, shooting civilians in the face in Iraq, or, you know, that was the WikiLeaks thing. But they're going to distribute hacked information on your site, and you're going to be in trouble. So you got to stop that from happening because foreign countries want to embarrass us and expose us. You know, that's what they did. They sat down every week with these people and they're like, this is a hack and leak campaign. They're coming. They're going to show you all the shit we've been doing. And, you know, it's almost like somebody in the room will be like, so what are we doing? What are you guys doing? Like, you know, have you ever like seen someone go to grab their phone? Like, you know, their phone's like this. They're like, where's my phone? And you're like, what is on their phone? So there is something like that. So now Hunter Biden has a laptop. So the people at Twitter go on the laptop. This is what happens. They go on the laptop. They see that all the child porn is tastefully done. They make a decision. They say all of this CP on this laptop is actually very tastefully done as CP goes. They bring it in to Vigilante Gotti and the other guy, and they sit down and they watch the hours and hours of Hunter Biden chasing whores around with a crack pipe. And then they go, no, I'm kidding. That's a joke. Maybe. I don't know. But they basically decide that the New York Post story comes out where it's like Hunter Biden. They go, there's a laptop out there. And I think there's pictures of his hot. The Biden team has said, listen, we just didn't want to show pictures of my son's hog. This is America. It's 2022. These are the issues of the day. The Biden team has come out and they have said the reason we pushed back and pressured Twitter is because it's like one of my sons is dead. Can you at least have the decency to not show my other son's hog? Maybe it's a nice hog. I bet Hunter's got a cock. This is my bet. I bet Hunter has a dick. This is what I think. Anyone who fucks their dead brother's wife, you've got to have a dick, right? You got to have a dick. Like, she's not doing that for nothing. Hunter's probably got a cock. It might have issues. I think it might be gnarled where it's like some dicks are veiny where they look like they were in an electrical fire. There's like wires. Maybe it's not pretty, but I think it's substantial. It's a dick. If I had to guess, it's a dick, right? So Joe Biden is probably like, listen, I don't know what else is going on. I'm sure there's Burisma and the Ukraine and the energy. I'm sure that all plays into it. But what Biden has said, this is what he's come out and said. He's got, listen, they want to show my son's hog on the internet. They probably had to explain to Biden what was even happening. They're probably like, Hunter's got photos out there. And Biden came up in the era of TV where they'd blur it out. They wouldn't show it. There were three networks. Even with cable, you could make a phone call. You could put some pressure on somebody. But now it's a circus, a madhouse. So you have to sit him down and go, and he's like, hey, what's going on? You go, listen, Hunter's got a problem. Ah, Hunty's a lot of problems, I know, but they've got his hog. Oh, Hunter, Hunty's got a hog. Yeah, they got it. They got photos of it, and they're going to put it all over the internet. And I think they went to Twitter, and they're like, by the way, can you stop with his hog? Also, there's a lot of other corruption in there we don't need out anyway, but can we please not have his hog out there? So what you have is Twitter's former head of trust and safety, Yoel Roth, shared more insight about the decision in an interview this week, noting that the story set off, quote, alarm bell, signaling it might be a hack and leak campaign. What did I just say? By a Russian group known as Fancy Bear. Ultimately, for me, it didn't reach a place where I was comfortable removing this content from Twitter. Somehow it did get removed. Dorsey admitted fault at the time in a roundabout way. Straight blocking of URLs was wrong, but we updated our policy and enforcement to fix. Our goal is to attempt to add context. So here's the reality. And they did not want Trump to win. This is quite clear. Now, you might say, well, that's good. You hate Trump. That's fine. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, you know, what your feelings were about President Trump. President Trump will die eventually. I know that people don't think that's possible, but he will. He's old. He won't live forever. So when we debate things that involve Trump, the problem becomes he's such a big figure that nobody can have any conversation about something he's involved in on principle. Everything has to be about him, particularly. And on principle, we would all probably agree that it's not a great idea that you have sites like Twitter with the ability to disseminate information in a way that could slant an election towards one candidate if they see fit. We would all probably say that's not great. That being said, it does get messy because there is information out there that could be gamed for sure, and it could be fake. And I mean, wait till the deep fakes start rolling out. Like if they had deep fakes of Hunter Biden, you know, you'd probably have to figure out like, how do we deal with that? You know, do we just put it out? There could be a deep fake of him like just fucking a hooker and yelling and screaming. And, you know, Hunter Biden is, you know, they had a Thanksgiving in Nantucket recently, the Biden family, and they were trying to decide if he was going to run again. You know, they had to explain to him, number one, you are president. They had to sit him down and go, you're the president. And he'd go, what? You're the president. And do you want to be the president again? And that was very difficult. But Hunter was at the dinner. So Hunter, and you know, this is, you saw Biden in Nantucket going up to like windows and like going into these little cute Christmassy stores in Nantucket, and everybody's getting excited, you know, and they're taking photos of him, and he seems happy. He seems happy because he's not the president at that moment. He's just an old man walking around a town square. But Hunter was not, and I noticed this, I'm like, you know, Hunter's there. I read that he was there. He was not on the town walks with the family. And you wonder if Hunter asked, like, if they're like, we're gonna take a walk and we're gonna go see the trees. You wonder if Hunter's like, hey, can I be involved with that? Or when they leave, does Hunter just light up in the backyard like a 14-year-old? Like, does Hunter use that time? Does Hunter watch the Secret Service? And as soon as they're out of view, as soon as they're gone, does he just walk in the back and go, I'm going to hit the beach and just get loaded? And this is a real issue. And the thing with Trump is that Trump will lie about everything and anything. Trump has no relationship to the truth. I mean, some of what Trump has said has been correct, but it's been correct in a way by accident because Trump doesn't care if it's correct or not. If it helps Trump. Trump, you know, has blatantly used the QAnon thing to boost him, knowing that it's fake and knowing that it was designed by people close to him. So Trump's word here isn't always, you know, obviously it's not gospel, right? So you just got to look at these things on their face and go, what are they preventing you from knowing? Would you have not voted for Biden if you knew certain shit? And maybe that's the case. Like if you saw Hunter's hog, would you have said no? I don't know. But it became to a point where I remember that story broke and it was very salacious and then it went away immediately. Like overnight, it was like, boom, we're done. We're done with Hunter Biden and his crack. The Biden family's tradition of eating lunch, shopping, and watching a Christmas tree lighting in downtown Nantucket Friday became mostly about keeping the president's 2-year-old grandson from having a meltdown. What? There was President Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley, dancing and clapping with nephew Beau to Jingle Bell Rock to keep him entertained as they waited for the crowd that had gathered for the 48th annual tree lighting ceremony on Main Street. There was Bo perched on the shoulders of his dad, Hunter Biden. Oh, wait a minute. So Hunter's out at the tree lighting. Go back. There he is. He's at the tree. Here. I thought he was gone. I thought they locked him in Malibu. And he's next to a priest. Do you think that's the rules that Hunter can only leave if he's accompanied by a priest? This is not a bad idea. Right next to our president, you have his son, Hunter, and then a hobbit priest. This hobbit priest must follow Hunter. But I thought for sure, and I egg on my face here, I can't believe I'm wrong, for sure, I thought that Hunter was being kept. Because listen, I was a junkie when I was a little kid, like when I was in my teens. And, you know, my parents were like, just fall back. Like, we don't have to bring you everywhere. You're a problem. you're a liar, you're a thief, and you're a degenerate. So until you clean that up, we're not going to the Christmas tree lighting with you. Now, maybe Hunter's cleaned it up. Can you zoom in on Hunter's face as close as you can get? Because I'm curious. No. Is that the face of someone who's turned over a new leaf? Biden, by the way, does this not look like a weird thing where they've inserted Biden into? Do they even look like they're together? Like, it feels Photoshopped, the whole thing. By the way, look at this photo, and I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but that's who I am and how I've made my money. But take a look at, no, I mean, look at everyone in the photo. Zoom out again. Does anyone in this photo feel like they have any relation to anything around them or what's going on? It's a straight, and I forgot Hunter had a kid. I had no idea he had a child. Oh, it's a cute kid. And who's that? Who's that? Is that Hunter's lady? Is Hunter doing better? Can we get these answers? I thought Hunter was just locked in Malibu smoking rock. But apparently he's like being a family man in Nantucket. All of this because he left the laptop, right? I think that's what happened. I think he left a laptop. Hunter, Melissa, and Bo joined the Biden. So, I mean, I guess he's doing better. What happened to second chances? It's so... Listen, he had a job in an energy company. He got it because of his dad. In a country that... You know, the president of it has billions and billions of dollars exposed in the, you know, the Panama Papers and everything, who was installed in a CIA coup that we are now at war with and possibly going to be nuclear. He's also smoked a lot of crack with some hookers, but people are saying they're underage. I don't know that they're underage. Maybe. I don't know. But here's my whole thing. What about second chances? It's the holiday. Do I have to remind you the season it is? You sick fucks. Do I have to remind you the season it is? Because it is the holiday season. It is the season of jingle bells. It is the season of, you know, this is the season of, you know, it's about family. And I don't want to be kind of, you know, emotional here. I try not to get emo about things because I'm just trying to be a goof, but I'm really dead serious right now. This is a time about family, and it's about family. Whether it's a crackhead and his corrupt father and his dead brother's wife and a laptop with sensitive government information, it's still about gathering around the tree. It's still about that. It's still about hanging the stockings from the fire. It's still about hot cocoa. You know, is it about the collapse of a democracy that's being replaced by a technocracy of people that have all been blackmailed? Yeah, hey, it's the fucking holidays. And we're going to have a goddamn tree lighting. Look, he looks great. He looks great. Is this not a man you would trust? Is that not a man? I think he's doing good. And I love everyone on Twitter, by the way, who, when you talk about this, are like, you're exposing someone with an addiction. He has an addiction, and how dare you? Cool, man. Cool. Yeah. What do you want me to do? Not discuss it? He's the one who took all the goddamn photos. And the videos, but he looks good now, right? I mean, doesn't he seems to be turning the page. So 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. There are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps offers them both. They also have convenient virtual consultation with a licensed medical provider and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't even have to leave your home. There's 24/7 care and support. Keeps has a network of expert medical advisors, prescribers, and care specialists to support you in making your hair goals a reality. Treatments can start at $10 per month and Keeps offers generic versions of the two FDA-approved medications to prevent hair loss. Treatment plans are affordable, typically half the cost of pharmacy prices. Keeps has everything your hair needs delivered straight to your door with discreet packaging and proven results. Remember, prevention is key. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. When it comes to your hair, save more, spend less. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to KEEPS.com/Tim Dillon to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/Tim Dillon to get your first month free. KEEPS.com/Tim Dillon. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is the big news. It's Twittergate, folks. Is that a cig? I thought he had a cig. It's a milkshake. I think that at the end of the day, this is an American family. This is an American family of a man who quite possibly sold his soul to the devil to become president. And you know, now he's leering through a window. I mean, yeah, he's the president. But I mean, listen, on the other side, you have now people that believe that on Hunter Biden's laptop, there are, you know, videos of Nancy Pelosi cooking children over boiling them in a pot. So that'll get kicked off again. The thing about the QAnon people, which you really have to kind of be impressed by, is their ability to never admit defeat. They really don't like defeat. They will stay with it. No matter what, the QAnon people, they will just change. They go, yeah, well, the plan has shifted. The plan has changed. And, you know, so, I mean, this is just, it's a story of an American, it's the story of an American family. But let's give them a rest because the economy is back. Let's go to this. The economy is doing well now. Jobs. Everybody has a job. Even though some of the jobs aren't great, and, you know, like that manager at Walmart shot everybody in the break room, that's a small price to pay. You have a job. At least you have a gig. Everybody is doing really, really well. There is a turnaround in this economy. People are happy. Even the railroad people, the people that we didn't want, the Republicans, because they care about the people, didn't want the railroad people to be able to use the bathroom on the job or something. They had no guaranteed sick days, the railroad people. I don't know how I feel about that because I don't love the ticket takers, but I don't think that's who we're talking about. I don't love the people that punch the tickets on the railroads. They're called conductors, but are they really conductors? They're not driving the train. Like on the Long Island Railroad, someone's driving the train. Maybe that's the engineer, but these conductors that walk around take tickets, they just punch your ticket. They're kind of like carnival people. They're kind of like, I don't know the difference between them and a Ferris wheel worker. So I didn't know where I was going to land on the, generally go in for the worker. I believe that, workers should be given rights, you know, like voluntary euthanasia. But there's something about this idea. The U.S. labor market remains historically tight, with many employers competing for a limited pool of workers and bidding up wages despite an uncertain economic outlook. They added 263,000 jobs in November, holding near the strong gains of the previous 3 months. So here's the deal. The jobless rate is about 3.7 last month. Historically low, and it's pushing up wages. Go right now to Craigslist. I want to prove a point. Go to Craigslist Los Angeles and see if we can get a job, and I bet you can. So if you're worried about there, go to Craigslist Los Angeles jobs. I want to find a job. If you can find a job in this cut, you can't complain. As long as you have a job, you can't complain. It doesn't matter what the job is, as long as you have one, everything is fine. Deli person wanted. Deli person and front counter person needed. Both locations close at 5 p.m. Boom. We offer health benefits, bonuses throughout the year. Full and part-time. Please send resume, work history. They are the York Bagel and Deli. Dude, that's not fucking bad. What else do we got? This is good. Line cook for a rotisserie. Keep going. Facial room, pedicure, manicure station for rent. I need someone to play tennis with. I like this. Let's do this. I'm looking for someone to play tennis with on a weekly basis slash coach. I would say I'm beginner intermediate and would like to play with someone better than me. This, by the way, is how you get stabbed. Answering this ad right here on Craigslist is how you get put in the back of a car. You do not have to be a professional tennis coach. This is how you know it's a problem. They go, I'm looking for someone to play tennis with slash coach. And then immediately they go, you don't really have to be a coach. I just want to wear your skin. This is a great opportunity for a college student. Ooh, or someone who won't be missed. No, this is a great opportunity for a college student or someone out of school looking for some extra cash, willing to pay $50 an hour for someone to play tennis with them. So these are jobs that are opening up. Things are happening and people feel really good about the economic outlook now. You know, if you can get a gig playing tennis, I think you can probably... Dental hygienist. Look at this. Energetic and knowledgeable hygienist. Very busy office. Okay. I love that. They said be able to diagnose gum disease and be a team player. Like be a team player. It says we're looking for a hygienist that can do a superb job of oral care. Be able to diagnose gum disease and be a team player. Like don't just be out for yourself as a dental hygienist. Like don't just be like, I'm here to build my own brand of gum disease identification. You got to be a team player. But yeah, I mean, this is not a big, this, I think at the end of the day, you're going to see things turn around quicker than we had even thought. And I'm really excited about that. So let's see what about this Twitter gate. Is anyone defending themselves? What about Vijaya Gade? I cannot pronounce it. I'm not being racist. I'm bad with the names. Vijaya Gade. I'm not trying to be, I don't know how to do it. But is she defending herself? Is she somebody who... It's with a J. Is she somebody who it feels like she has to come out and say, hey, I looked at Hunter's cock and I decided that it's Vijaya Gadde. Yeah, does she come out and say like, hey, I looked at the dick. I made the decision that it is not suitable for people. I'm wondering if she is lawyering up right now. I imagine she is. She's probably lawyering up and she's probably, getting ready to speak her piece. Right wingers baying for action because everybody's, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, by the way, tweeted that this woman should be indicted. Did you see Caitlyn Jenner's tweet? Caitlyn Jenner tweeted this. Find Caitlyn Jenner's tweet. She tweeted this. She tweeted, I believe it was something, I have it on my phone because I was laughing so hard. It was truly a beautiful moment because, you know, Caitlyn Jenner is, she's no shrinking violet. She basically said this, Caitlyn Jenner's tweet here, investigate, subpoena, indict, and criminally charge Vijaya Gadde for treason. So Caitlyn Jenner is saying this woman is treasonous behavior and she should be indicted for treason. Caitlyn Jenner, America's mother, weighing in on this and saying that it must not be tolerated. So Elon Musk is now taking over Donald Trump's job of like the country is going to, you know, it seemed like for two Indian Americans at center of Joe Biden's son's laptop story. It's hilarious. I mean, Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna, who did say that it should be, I think Ro Khanna was the one who messaged her and goes, hey, what's going on here? This seems like it's a First Amendment issue. Two Indian Americans, Congressman Ro Khanna and Vijaya Gadde, prominently figure in U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter's laptop story. So the story claimed to contain emails retrieved from a laptop belonging to Hunter. The New York Post said it learned that the emails existed from Trump's ex-White House chief strategist Steve Bannon and obtained the emails from Trump's personal lawyer at the time, Rudy Giuliani. Twitter initially limited the distribution of the story, citing concerns that it could be the result of a foreign disinformation campaign, that hack and leak. But the social media company quickly backtracked on its response, with then CEO Jack Dorsey calling the decision to block the link unacceptable. Ro Khanna is the Democratic congressman representing Silicon Valley in the U.S. House of Representatives, while Vijaya Gadde, an attorney, Gadde, served as general counsel as the head of legal policy. A series of tweets along with the internal communications of Twitter was released when writer Matt Taibbi, Musk said in a tweet, Ro Khanna is great. Because Ro Khanna was the one pushing for the release of this stuff, going like, why is this being blocked? Why can this? They even suspended Trump's communications secretary director who asked about this stuff or who shared it. Ro Khanna was like, what is going on? So we don't know, right? This is what fuels the conspiracy theories, because people go, what is on the laptop? But I think a lot of it is that they just didn't want Trump to win. And these people, again, they do believe, like the people that I've spoken to in that part of Northern California, they don't get as much sun up there. It's very pretty, but they're eggheads, right? They're people that truly believe they have lived online. They've grown up online. Their formative relationships have all been online. They've met their significant others online. Everything to them has a justification in their own mind. And I think the justification here was that if this story caught fire, it could prevent Joe Biden from winning the presidency. I think they said this hurts Biden's chances if it comes out, and it helps Biden if it doesn't come out. That seems to be, because even though you could say it's not political, you could say it's about the hack and leak, and it might be. I'm sure that was a concern. I'm sure they did think, because everyone's paranoid now about the hack and leak, because everybody's like, Russia's everywhere, like Russia's in the fucking everywhere. They're coming, they're hacking, they're leaking. They were like WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, were like, that's all Russia. It's at the behest of Russia. It's all a foreign intelligence campaign. So it's Bradley Manning, Russia. That's now Chelsea Manning. He was at Russia. Snowden is in Russia now. But you have all of these leakers that have leaked, Barrett Brown, these people that have leaked government information, sensitive information, that's damaged the credibility of our government in the eyes of its citizens and, you know, other countries. And sure, other countries have a vested interest in that stuff getting out. So I'm sure there was some type of rationale over there at Twitter. But I think it's a lot of smarmy kind of student council president energy. It's mom energy. It's you better. You don't even know what you're wanting to see energy. It's the parent, you know, your parents would put something over your eyes sometimes. In New York City, early on in the 90s, when they were like, you know, porn ads or ads for, you know, XXX clubs, strip clubs, my mother would put her hands over my eyes so I wouldn't see the women. Now I'm gay. You see what happened, mom? But what happens is that's what it is. You just have Vijaya Gadde. It sounds like Sanjaya and Vagina. It's the two names. That's why I'm struggling with it, because I don't want to do the wrong thing, but it sounds like Sanjaya and Vagina. It's Vijaya, whatever. I'm sure these people aren't demons from hell, but, you know, they are the types of people who they don't want you to make your own choice. So you do have, and I'm sure, listen, content moderation is difficult. Kanye tweeted a swastika and intermingled with the Star of David, and Elon Musk had to get rid of him. Kanye had gone on Alex Jones. He had said he loves Hitler and that everybody brings good things to the table, especially Hitler. And Alex Jones was struggling with that because, you know, Alex is many things, but he's not a lover of Hitler. So it was very interesting to see Alex in that position of having to go, like Alex was uncomfortable, and you got to give it to Kanye. Kanye went on InfoWars and made Alex uncomfortable. That in and of itself, you know, is an accomplishment. Of course, it also does come up with the correlation that he is like a Nazi. But it's fascinating. it's interesting that he became a Nazi. It's not right that he became a Nazi, but this is, you know, as a talking point at dinner, when you're sitting there with people, it comes up. You're like, yeah, Kanye is like a Nazi now. People are like, I know. It's something that's, so Joe Biden had to tweet this. He goes, I just want to make a few things clear. The Holocaust happened. Hitler was a demonic figure. And instead of giving it a platform, our political leaders should be calling out and rejecting anti-Semitism. So this is the problem on the right side. So on the left, we have many problems. But on the right, you're both siding again. That's what you do. That's why we don't really like the show, because you just say that one side's bad and the other side's bad. And you just don't want to. Here's the problem with the right now is with the Kanye stuff. There's always a but with them. Like there's always like an asterisk with his stuff. They're like, yeah, he's wrong. But, like, no one's just going out and going, like, hey, this is not good. People are going, like, well, you know, he's talking. And sometimes we need to have conversations. And sometimes we need to speak. And Kanye's like, I love Hitler. And people are like, that's a conversation that we should have right now. It's an important conversation to have. It's a good. It's just as important as how to get clean water and give workers rights and try to, like, you know, give people freedom. It's important to talk about why this narcissist loves Hitler. It's important. It's a narcissistic rapper who's a billionaire who loves Hitler, and that's what we should spend our time in America discussing. Because there's too many people on the right that are pretty comfortable with a lot of what he's saying. It's not everybody, and it's probably not even a majority, let's hope. But it is, there's a small group of people on the right that are, you know, kind of, let's say, receptive to some of the language that he's using, like very receptive. So those are the people that are like, listen, I don't agree with what he's saying, but I think this is a worthwhile conversation. About Hitler. Let's talk about Hitler. Let's talk about people who love Hitler. Why do they love Hitler? It's a worthwhile discussion to have. And I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if it's a worthwhile discussion, to be honest. I don't know if it's a, I don't know if a narcissist who's maybe in the throes of a mental break comes out and goes, I love Hitler. He's not making a point about Israel, you know, like he's not making like a political point here. He's saying he likes Hitler. So it's just, I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are a little too comfortable with that. And you're seeing it. But then I think the Hitler thing seemed to push some of those people, because that's where it was going. And a lot of people knew that's where it was going. And some people were like, he's just frustrated. And he's just blown off steam. He's frustrated. He's blown off steam. It's like, you know, he's just saying things that no one can say because of cancel culture. He's saying it. It's not a big deal. And then he goes on and goes, well, I love Hitler. And then even those people started to go, yeah, maybe give him a timeout. Maybe shut him down. Maybe shut him down a little bit. But they had to remove him from, because that's the thing with Twitter. It's like, we're all for free speech. But at a certain point, what if Twitter in 6 months is just swastikas? Like the whole feed, it's just your whole feed is people tweeting different kind of swastikas. Like some are really cool looking and you're like, well, this certainly went in a different direction, but it is, you know, it's interesting. People got to tweet, you know, symbols. And I'm a free speech guy. I believe people should say what they want to say, but you should also be an adult and you should be intelligent enough to realize why Chobani yogurt might not want to advertise under a swastika. This holiday season, if you're looking for a unique gift that inspires curiosity, travel, and culture, give the gift of Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you'll finally be able to discuss the wonder that comes with learning a new language. This is something I've always talked about. I've always been embarrassed that I don't know another language. You know, everyone from other countries, they all know English. They all know multiple languages, and we're not taught that, you know? With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson. So you can start having real life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's crazy. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts, voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/Tim. Here's the other thing. If you go away and you can learn a little bit of the language, it's very impressive to the people that you've gone away with, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Also, if you don't have those things and you just want to talk to people in that country, it's super, like, you know, impressive, and people can talk to you. It's, you know, so there's no negative here. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/Tim. That's babbel.com/Tim for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. They're just trying to sell Chobani flips. Now, I'm not saying that you should fucking, you know, not let people speak, but when you're going to tweet a swastika and some of your platform is ad revenue, you have to understand that there's people, you know, at Nescafe that are just trying to sell fucking instant fucking coffee that don't necessarily want, you know, to advertise on the platform. So that's really what happens. And, you know, maybe the subscription service will work, you know? I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work, but maybe it will. Because I think a lot of the ad people are just going to get out of there. People are like, well, the advertisers don't care about free. They've never cared about free speech, idiots. You think McDonald's cared what you had to say about the Iraq war? No, they never cared. They're companies that are trying to make a bottom line, often poisoning you. They don't care about your ability to speak freely. That's not what they've ever cared about. They didn't care about it when people were saying we shouldn't torture people at Guantanamo, we shouldn't invade Iraq, we shouldn't invade Afghanistan, we shouldn't pass a Patriot Act. None of these fucking advertisers gave a shit. Was Chili's standing with you when you refused, when you said the Iraq war was bullshit? Was Chili's like, I want my freedom to say that America shouldn't do this, my baby back, baby back, baby back? No, they're trying to sell you fucking potato salad. They don't care. This idea, this new idea that, like, well, corporations are against the people. Some of them are. I don't care. That whole thing about, like, Disney, where they were like, you know, Disney, and because they got in some fight down there about Disney, because apparently Disney's chopping your kids' dicks off in the theme park, or whatever Disney's doing. There was a gay movie that supposedly bombed. Get this up. There's a movie called Strange World, which, by the way, like, how bad, like, everyone accuses the people in Hollywood of sneaking gay themes in. This is how bad it is. If they were doing that, you think they'd be better at it than calling the movie Strange World. Like, that's the movie. And I don't even know how gay it is. It's probably like one gay character. What happens with these people is they flip out because there's like one hippopotamus who like may be gay. It's not like two sloths are sucking each other off for the whole movie. It's like there's one like very mild suggestion that a character might be gay. Unless I'm wrong, unless it has jumped the shark. Strange World is predicted to go down as one of Disney's biggest ever financial failures, with its losses projected to be in the 100 million plus range. Right-wing culture wars. Spectators are hooting with pleasure what they see as evidence of diversity and inclusion efforts ruining Hollywood, specifically blaming director Don Hall and his co-director and screenwriter Qui Nguyen's choice to make Ethan gay. So who is Ethan in the movie? Strange World is about, I'll get the storyline here. Walt Disney Animation Studios tells the story of three generations of Clayed men, starting with brash adventurer Jaeger Clay, Dennis Quaid, who drags his son Searcher, Jake Gyllenhaal, along with his expeditions. Jaeger, a celebrated hero, decided to a lifelong quest to be the first to pass over the mountain range that has kept their homeland, Avalonia, isolated from the rest of the world. Searcher is more concerned with the natural wonders in their backyard, including an electricity-generating plant they encountered. Da-da-da-da-da. Where is the gay guy? Flashing forward 25 years, we see that Searcher has cultivated the plant's incandescent grape-like fruit into an energy resource called Pando. How many drugs are people on to write this? Transferring Avalonia from a horse and buggy backwater into a utopia of flying cars and technological innovation. He's also father to a teenage son, Ethan, who shockingly enough does not want to follow in Searcher's footsteps. This worries Searcher, especially since Ethan shows signs of having more in common with Jaeger. I'm In pursuing Ethan, Searcher's wife, Meridian, also gets dragged along, which is a good... I don't understand here how gay could this possibly get? Like, unless they're... You know, like, how gay could this possibly be? First of all, calling it a strange world is already going to make these people paranoid. This is not... Like, you might as well call the movie, like, hey, kids, you want to try something different? Everything that these people do is not smart. You don't call it strange, bro. I just don't understand the inclusion of a gay character. It's like such a minimal aspect of the plot. It doesn't seem to center around this dude's sexuality. But again, there's people that don't want their kids to see anything with a gay character in it, which is fine. It's absolutely fine. But I don't think this is like over the line. Like, if it was like, it's a strange world, it's about three generations of men, two of the generations are now women, and it shows how, in order to save your homeland, you have to transition into another form so that you can slip through the portal. Like, if it was really blatant, I would go, okay, I understand how people are getting a little upset here, but one gay character, there's been a ton of characters that are kind of gay in all of these Disney movies. We're going to watch this. Strange World Ethan talking to boyfriend Diazo about grandpa. Let's see how disturbing this is. Wait, they're not white? It's fun. This is a fun bit, folks. Yeah, I don't even know if a kid would get that this is gay. Yeah, it seems to be a bit of an overreaction. They're not sucking each other off in the film. Like, if I understand if they were doing that, like if the Disney movie, if the one cartoon was just jerking the other cartoon and said, like, are you close? And the other cartoon's like, yes, I'm close. And then the other cartoon's like, do you want to taste it? And they're like, yes. And then they came all over the face. And that Disney thing of like that Pixar cum is everywhere. And then one of the, you know, I get it. Then I'd be like, yeah, it's weird. But I don't know. It seems a bit paranoid with this one thing. Wouldn't it be great? I think Kanye should, his next job should be voicing the character of something. Like just sneak him back into the animation. The animated world. But I did see that bomb, Strange World, and I'm like, well, yeah, the fucking title. The title's the worst fucking title that you could give a movie with a gay character. I mean, it's crazy. Like, where are you? We're just going to take the kids to see Strange World. It's a strange world where girls are boys and boys are girls, and everybody touches everybody's private parts. It's called Strange World. Everybody's black and gay in this new movie called Strange World. Call it America and they'll go see it. It's just odd to me. Also, can we be honest about all of the new Disney characters with whatever race? They're just ugly. Like, all of the new animated characters are gross. Whatever race they are, it's not about that. It's just the faces are disgusting. Like, really, really ugly. And I don't know why that is, but the animators have these clumpy, clay-like, goop-like faces are just gross. They all have, like, big noses. Right, Kanye? Kidding. But no, but they're all gross now. I wouldn't want my kids to see this because everyone's ugly. One day they're going to make a Disney movie about Twittergate. It's going to be animated, and it's going to be like Aladdin. And it's going to have Vijaya Gadde and Ro Khanna, two Indian-American leads. Great, great, great. One for freedom, one not so much. And it'll all be about Biden's cock pic. And they'll be singing songs, and it'll be like a fun Pixar animated thing about Twitter. But listen, I hope the Biden family has a great Christmas. I hope this scandal doesn't get in the way of what I imagine will be a good Christmas for them. You know, I'm such a believer in the holidays. I'm a believer in family. I'm a believer in getting over the things in life that prevent you from being happy, whether it's a crack addiction or it's a hack and leak campaign, whatever your personal problems are, you got to get rid of them. That's really the deal. We talked on the Patreon about Casey Anthony on the Rothschild episode and on the regular episode. I'm a stan of Casey Anthony. I haven't watched the doc. I'm going to tonight. I've always been a stan of Casey Anthony. I hope to God this opens up other opportunities for her, because I think when people see her on this documentary, you know, listen, it's not easy to get cast in things, but I'm hoping the casting directors now look at her as someone that they could potentially bring in to do some roles. I've always felt that she had more talent in her than what people were, you know, she was being underutilized. I've kind of believed that always, forever, about Casey. I just hope that this opens doors for her. I hope this gets her opportunity. And I'm glad that Peacock did it. I'm glad that Peacock is using three parts, 3 hours or whatever it is, to do a documentary on an innocent woman who, and I'm dead serious, I'm a stan. There's certain people, like when it comes to Ye, I'll be like, fucking anti-Semitic. When it comes to Trump, I'll be like, he's a liar. When it comes to Biden, I'll be like, he does not know where he is. He would lie if he knew how to do it anymore. But when it comes to Casey Anthony, there's three words: innocent, star, now. That's what I want. I want Casey Anthony to fucking shoot Pat. I mean, how great would it be in a few years if there's a new movie coming out with Jake Gyllenhaal and Casey Anthony? That would show me that cancel culture's over, and then you could bounce back. You could come back. Kanye could come back. He can. He's just got to say, I'm sorry, I said I love Hitler. None of the Hunter Biden's back. It's not a big deal. He smoked crack with some whore and then killed her in Bratislava or something. It doesn't matter. There's nothing that you can't get over with family. If you have your family with you, is there anything more important to Casey Anthony than family? I don't think so. And in this time of the holidays, is Thanksgiving happening or did that happen? Thanksgiving's done. Christmas is now coming, and then the new year, and it's about family. And that's why I say Kanye, Ye loves his family. Casey Anthony loves her family. Trump loves his family. These are the types of people we need to be teaching our kids about. Not this gay Disney star. Donald Trump, Casey Anthony, and Kanye West. Those are great Americans that we can be proud of. We can show our kids, if you work hard, if you believe in yourself, you can be like these people. Hunter Biden, Casey Anthony, Donald Trump, yay. And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. No, seriously, I'm all for it. And I know that people are going to get mad at me or come at me and be like, yeah, well, you know, like Casey Anthony was accused of killing a kid. Shut up! How much time does this woman have to do? How much negative shit, literally, does she have to go through for putting her child in a bag? I don't want to live in a society where people that put their child in a bag cannot be stars. I don't. I don't want to live in a society where just because someone said they love Hitler, people now think they're a bad guy. I don't want to live in that society. I don't want to live in a society where putting your child in a bag in the woods, or liking Hitler, or smoking a lot of crack with whores and then taking photos of it means you've done something wrong. I don't want to live in that society. If you want to live in that draconian society, that puritanical, insane society, where every mistake is analyzed all the time, over and over, just because someone likes Hitler or killed their child, I say let him back in. Take a couple of year time out and then let him back in. Let's see what she's got. Let's get Casey Anthony. The new show Wednesday on Netflix, which is fucking pretty good. I watched an episode of it. My godson's mother likes it. We watched an episode. My godson doesn't really like it. He just likes to watch me play a President Z for him. He loves it because he's Chinese and he knows that we're done here. And no country deserves to be done as much as we do. Let's be quite honest. When they come in here, will anyone go, how did this happen? Truly, I mean, if China ends up winning, which we don't want them to, but let's say they do, and they will, will anyone seriously look at each other and go, how did this even happen? Where do you think this went wrong? I don't get it. It was going so well, wasn't it? But if Wednesday, Christina Ricci does a little cameo in the Wednesday show because she played Wednesday in the original Addams Family movie. What if, here's an idea, that cameo goes to Casey Anthony? Why not? What if she killed it? What if she killed it? What if Casey Anthony kills that role? Kills it dead in a bag in the forest. Dead. What's the big deal? I don't know. We'll see you next week. Go and get a tree. Don't let the pagans win. Get a tree. Put up the ornaments. And watch InfoWars and watch Kanye say he loves Hitler and get your family together and drink some cocoa and watch the Casey Anthony documentary. It's a beautiful time of year and we're all at a beautiful place. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon. We're on Patreon, Rothschild episodes out, where we go in depth as to why Casey Anthony is innocent. We will see you next week. I'll be on the road, Spotlight Casino in... it's lovely in California somewhere, India, who knows. Irvine Improv, if you want to come, it's New Year's Eve. I might get Botox live on stage. Irvine Improv, New Year's Eve, Spotlight Casino, website timdillacomedy.com. Tickets are all live there for things. Thank you guys so much. Support our sponsors. They help Casey Anthony live. Thank you.